Welcome to Meldon Law. This is Jeffrey Meldon, and we are here at Law Talk Live. We have a special guest today who's going to talk all about a big event coming up at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. I want to welcome you to the show. A couple big things. Last night, we had a terrific time over at the gymnast meet against Georgia, and we had Fan Fest. Tons of folks came to visit us, and wow, what an incredible show the Gators put on. Really a lot of fun. If you haven't been to a Gators gymnastic meet yet, do yourself a favor and go. It is a trip. Anyhow, we got a lot of stuff going on. Gators men's basketball has won 5 out of 6, and they playing a tough game tonight against Kansas State. I think they're 17-3 and tearing it up. And, of course, the storyline is former Gator Keontae Johnson is playing for Kansas State, and he is tearing it up. He may wind up being player of the year in the country. I mean, he is just doing a hell of a job. So anyhow, we're going to root on the Gators today. A couple other things going on. The Gator men's basketball next Wednesday, Tennessee. Oh, and Meldon Law is giving away tickets on Facebook. Just go to Meldon Law Facebook page. Not only tickets for the Tennessee game next Wednesday, but in 2 weeks, the gymnastics event versus Missouri. Link to Pink. We're giving away 2 tickets on Facebook. So you just go to Meldon Law Facebook page and you'll see us there. And men's basketball versus Vanderbilt. That's going to be really a lot of fun. We're going to be there doing a fan fest for the Vandy game. So check us out. And we're less than 30 days away from the kickoff for men's baseball and women's softball. And for those of you that don't know about the baseball and softball teams, the stadiums are right across the street from each other. And day in and day out, starting in February, we have incredible baseball and softball. The men's team, some have us ranked as high as 2 or 3 in the country. Women's team is always in the top 5. So check them out and let's support them. Meldon Law podcast. We had a really good podcast last week. Our new attorney at Meldon Law, Brad Latone, was our guest and had some really interesting topics that we went over as far as what it's like in the world of litigation. So anyhow, we want to welcome Tricia Garzon to our show today. Good morning, Trish. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, we were just talking. You've been over here at the studios of Sky before, mm-hmm. and it's always fun,
yes.
Right?
Yes, of course.
And, you know, we got some big stuff coming up in about a month from now, right?
We do. Our second annual Steve Spurrier First Year Coach Award reception. It's here at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, February 27th. You know, our recipient this year, Coach Sonny Dykes of TCU, who is the AP National Coach of the Year. So we're excited to have Sonny here. First time this year, we are going to have the Steve Spurrier Legend Coach Award. And that's going to go to Coach Bob Stoops, which, if you're a Gator fan, you got to love you some Bob Stoops and some Steve Spurrier. So it's going to be a great night having both of those, you know, legendary coaches here and everything they've been able to accomplish in their careers.
Yeah. Let's start off. There's 3 awards that are given out, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So the first year coach award doesn't mean it's your first year in coaching. It means you're the first year coaching at that school.
Correct,
right?
Correct. And that's why it's named after Steve Spurrier, because clearly he had great success as a first-year coach at multiple schools.
Yeah.
So Chris Doering, you know, was one of the, obviously, Gator greats with Coach Spurrier's years. And he was approached by Football Writers Association of America. So this is a national award. It's nationally voted on. And they approached him and said, you know, we think Steve Spurrier would be great you know, to name this award after him because he's a legend as a first-year coach at multiple programs. And so we jumped on board with that. And last year we had Josh Heupel and Shane Beamer. It was actually a tie with their records. They both did phenomenal. And again, second year in both programs, Tennessee and South Carolina did phenomenal again. So we're excited. I think big things coming for TCU's coach as well. And I think for this award, first-year coaching, you know, I don't know that we're going to see a lot of tenured coaches like we did, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. So I think the first-year coach award is going to be very relevant moving forward.
Yeah, I know the new award is the, like, legend award, right? Mm-hmm.
That's correct. That's correct.
So how did that come about?
So Coach Spurrier, as we know, is a legend in his own right. And we had such a great event, a great turnout last year for the first-year coach award. So much support around Coach Spurrier and what he's been able to accomplish in this arena. And they said, you know, I think we should do a legend coach award. And sure enough, we got all of the committee together. And I think everyone's going to be excited about where that award ends up going. I think there's going to be a lot of great names. And it's bringing them all to Gainesville. So, I mean, that's just great for our community. It's great for the area. I think it's exciting for the athletes here and the businesses. There's business sponsorships available for this dinner, and that's what we really wanted to talk about today with the reception is, you know, businesses, if you'd like to sponsor, reach out to Chris Doering Mortgage. You can Google them, 352-244-0840 or chrisdoeringmortgage.com, and we'd be happy to answer any questions, get you on board with this. It's going to be an exciting night. We also have the Freshman Player of the Year.
Yeah, so... I understand this great quarterback from North Carolina is going to be on it.
Drake May. Yeah, we're excited to have him here as well.
And he set all kinds of records. He can throw it. He can run it. He's a great leader, and he's really demonstrated some talent. I guess Mac Brown may come down and join him.
He may be able to join him as well. That's what we're hoping. We're working on the details of that. So, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, so we would have three national championship coaches, because of course Spurrier, Bob Stoops, mm-hmm. and Mac Brown.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty cool. And for those of you that don't remember, Bob Stoops was a defensive coordinator when we won our first national championship. Mm-hmm. So there's special ties that Stoops has to Florida and of course Spurrier. So you know, his run at Oklahoma was legendary. His record, he was almost a 750 win percentage at Oklahoma, playing some pretty difficult teams. So,
yeah. Winningest coach in that program's history.
Wow. And Oklahoma had some great runs, too.
They did.
They were famous back in the 1950s, and, you know, so it's pretty special to have all this talent come. So if people want to attend, are seats available for sale?
They are. We have individual ticket sales, and again, we have business sponsorships available. The easiest way is contact Chris Doering Mortgage, and then we can direct them from there.
So for those of you that don't know, Trish is the has an agency, the JAG agency, and Chris Doering is one of your clients,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, we're getting ready to take a quick break here on Law Talk Live, and then we're going to be back and talk more about this big deal coming up at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill.
Hi, I'm Maria Youngblood, an attorney at Meldon Law and graduate from the University of Florida. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, but since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been the community partner of Gainesville and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Learn more at MeldonLaw.com. Again, that's MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Here we are on Law Talk Live. There was Maria Youngblood, one of the team members over at Meldon Law. And we have some absolutely incredible lawyers that are on our team. And we appreciate Maria Youngblood. And she was there last night with her daughter for the Gator Gymnastics event. So shout out to Maria Youngblood. A lot of fun. And it's like 2 or 3 years ago, I went to my first gymnastics event, and, you know, it's like, okay, I didn't exactly know what it was, but we're, you know, the Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. So, you know, we get tickets for all these events. So I started going, and it was mind-boggling. It's like we have an Olympic team. Trish, you were there last night for a while.
I was.
Isn't the gymnastics something else?
It's phenomenal. And the energy that coaching staff has as well as the girls and all the fans, it's energizing. It's such a great experience. If you haven't gone, please, highly recommend. We have two more matches left,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think,
two more meets?
Yeah, I think Missouri's coming in, and we have another one. Anyhow, here's the deal. We're here in Gainesville, and we have the most talent of any team in the country. There's probably 6 or 7 women on that team that are going to be vying for Olympic spots. Mm-hmm. And after the meet, I went home. I was watching Arkansas and LSU in their meet. They were all televised on the SEC network. Anyhow, the difference in the caliber between the Gator gymnastic team and the others, even though I think LSU was ranked number 8 or 9 in the country and Arkansas was number 17 in the country, the Gators, the only other team in the country that's really competitive with the Gators right now is Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting when Oklahoma and Texas join the SEC.
Oh, yeah. That's really going to kick it up a notch, right?
No, I mean, well, the only other league I see really competing with the SEC is the Big Ten. And mm-hmm. it's not going to be as good as the SEC, but at least there'll be some, you know, really good teams. You know, Ohio State and Michigan in football and, you know, some others. But it looks like by 2024, they're trying to strike a deal mm-hmm. to get Oklahoma and Texas in. And the SEC is going to be so deep in every sport.
Right.
I mean, in softball, it's Oklahoma and Florida, you know, back mm-hmm. all the time. And in, you know, all the sports, football, basketball, everything. So anyhow, it's an exciting time. We've got a little bit of insanity right now with all these NIL deals, though,
right.
Huh?
Right, right, exactly. Well, that might segue to my next thing. So, you know, as you know, I'm a member of the Gainesville Quarterback Club.
Yeah, not only member, Trisha Garzon is the first and only female president of the Gator Quarterback Club. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Board member, not president yet. We'll put the yet in there.
Board member.
But first female
up.
Board member. Yeah, over 70 years. It's the oldest Gator booster club in the world. So 1950, it started right here in Gainesville with some prominent businessmen wanting to support, you know, Gator athletics. And now fast forward 70 years, and now you've got not only Gator boosters, but you've got the NILs, you've got the collectives, you've got all these things that really feed into elite athletics. And it's just phenomenal to see how far it's come from, you know, a few businessmen on their front porch to, you know, what we're experiencing today. But we love it. Gainesville Quarterback Club, we're in our membership drive. We're kicking off our membership drive for this year. Our next meeting is going to be next Tuesday, February 7th. We are going to have the SEC official, let's see, John McDavid. He's the SEC coordinator of officials. So that would be, you know, we're going to learn a lot about how, you know, those football officials, which obviously is very important to the game. So I'm excited about that. And then we have every year, annually, we have the coach come and speak with us. And that's always our April meeting. It's always right before the spring game. So April 11th, we'll have Coach Billy Napier. We're the first club to have him every single year. We're the first one to get the coach. So we're excited about that. It's something that we take great pride in. If you want to join, it's quarterbackclub.org. Or again, you can reach out to Jeffrey Meldon. He can get you my contact information, I'm sure. And We'd love to have you. It's a great group. We have wonderful speakers. We've got Rex Grossman coming this year. Of course, Chris Doering. We have a great lineup. James Bates, you know, is always a good time.
Batesy is always a good time.
AD Scott Strickland, he's always helps keep us in the know on what's going on with not just football, but all the sports there at the University of Florida.
So if y'all haven't gone to one of these quarterback club meetings, they're really fun. It's out at the Best Western mm-hmm. Gateway. Tuesday usually mm-hmm. starts around 6 o'clock or so. And the speakers are fascinating. Mm-hmm. And it's really been fun. I get out there and, great group of people. And we're looking for members because, we want to keep the organization vibrant, and you always need to have lots of new members. So, look, if they allowed me in, you can be in too.
There you go. Yeah, we really want, enthusiastic Gator fans, people that just love our community, our school, Gator Athletics. It's a good time and a very insightful. Keeps you in the know.
Yeah, and it's fun. Tuesday night, you go out there, and the food's very good, and so it's really a good time. So let's support our original, the only, the oldest, the original Gator Quarterback Club. And plus, you'll really feel like you're on the inside as far as what's going on because of the guests that come out there. So let's support them. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we are getting ready to come up to our next break, but I want to go over one more time. We've got this terrific event coming up, the First Year Coach Award, to the TCU coach, right?
Sonny Dykes.
And we've also got the award for the legendary coach, which Bob Stoops is getting, and then we have the Player of the Year Award, and it's going to be quite an event. It's on a Monday. Spurrier's Gridiron Grill is closed on Monday, so mm-hmm. that's
private
how
event, yep.
take over the whole place, right?
Absolutely. It's a good time. It's a good time.
It's
going to
be great. The donation is $250.
Yeah. We've got open bar. Scorpio has stepped up, and they've sponsored our open bar. So for 2 hours, you can mix and mingle. If you know former players and coaches, it's going to be a really, really special time. And then, of course, we'll have the trophy presentation for all of our award recipients.
Well, that's going to be, really cool. Gator greats all over the place. And this is really the kind of event where people like to get together and hang out. And you'll see really nice people. February 27th, it's a Monday. And just call Chris Doering Mortgage. Mm-hmm. And you'll get, they'll tell you, what you need to do and get you a ticket or two. And we look forward to filling up the place and having a great time. Oh, by the way, February 10th at 5:30, they're naming the street in front of Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Steve Spurrier Way.
Yes.
So we want to support the coach, get tens of thousands of people out there. It's a big event to have the street named after him. February 10th at 5:30. So
we almost need to name this Steve Spurrier month. There's a lot going on in February for him, for coach.
Well, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill has become the epicenter for events in Gainesville. So we love our relationship with Freddie Wiebe and Spurrier and everybody out there. It's really been a nice addition to our community.
Agreed.
So anyhow, we're getting ready to take our second break on Law Talk Live. I want to thank Trisha Garzon coming on. And let's support the big event coming up for the Legends Award and the First Year Coach Award and the Player of the Year Award at Spurs. Call Chris Doering Mortgage. Get your tickets or sponsorship. And let's support our local Gators and our guests. Okay, we'll be back in 60 seconds on Law Talk Live.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. But since they opened their doors in 1971, they have been the community partner of Gainesville, Ocala, and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, and we got a question. So the question for the show today is, what's a statute of limitations in the state of Florida if you've been injured in a crash? That's what we do at Meldon Law. We help people who have been seriously injured in crashes put their life back together. And a lot of folks call and say, well, how soon do I need to take action? So here's the rule. If somebody else has caused you to be in a crash and injured, you have 4 years to bring a claim against them. Also, if you have uninsured motorist coverage, since it's a contract with your own insurance carrier, it's a 5-year statute of limitations. For medical negligence, it's a 2-year statute of limitations. Government entities, a 3-year statute of limitations with certain requirements for notice. So, however, what I will tell you is that if you've been seriously injured, you're not feeling well after a crash, it's important to get to a doctor right away. And there's certain benefits in the state of Florida that you need to qualify. So in the first couple of weeks, you need to go see a doctor, an emergency room or something, in order to kick off your personal injury protection benefits. So that's really important. Everybody should have a policy with a minimum of $10,000 worth of personal injury protection. I wrote a book called Buying Florida Auto Insurance, and in it I discuss some of the requirements that I think people need, which includes uninsured motorist coverage, because in the state of Florida, we're the only state out of 50 states that does not have mandatory bodily injury liability insurance. So chances are the person that makes a bonehead move and runs into you does not have liability insurance. Or if they have it and they have $10,000, that's not going to get you in and out of the emergency room. So everybody should check out our book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. It's free. Just give us a call at the office, Meldon Law, 352-373-8000, and we'll be glad to give you our 3-step approach, which is, first, read the book so you have some idea of what the different coverages are. Number two, go to your local insurance agent. We always recommend buying local, and in this case, that means going to your local insurance agent and sit down with that agent, presumably somebody that's got more experience than the person you get on the phone, or if you call an 800 number, and somebody in some other states who's been working for that company for 2 weeks tells you what to buy. That's kind of a pet peeve of me. It's like, why wouldn't you support your local insurance agents and get them, you know, number one, they'll give you the same rates that you'll get online in most cases, and they know what's going on, and they can tell you what you need to protect your assets, because anybody can make a mistake, and in the event that you make a mistake, you want to have adequate insurance so that people don't go after your own personal assets. So you need an agent to kind of go over what your assets are, figure out what kind of protection you need, and purchase it. So it's very important. And then once you buy liability insurance to protect yourself in case you make a mistake, then you're eligible to buy uninsured motorist coverage. So it's very, very important that you learn it. And then the third step. So step one, read my book. It's free. Just call Meldon Law and you can get it. Number two, go to your local insurance agent, figure out what you need and get a price. Then after you've done that, then you can shop intelligently. Even online is fine, but you really need to know what you're going to need. I advise people to use their local insurance agent because something happens. You have a person you can call that you know that lives in the community, is right around the corner. You can show up in their lobby and actually, you know, talk to a human being. Isn't that nice? So we support our local businesses, and we have some really good longtime insurance agencies here that are more than happy to help you out. So that's what we're thinking over at Meldon Law. Make sure everybody is protected. We got a few minutes left at Law Talk Live, and Tricia Garzon is still here. We're going to have a little summary. Okay, so Trish, we got February 27th, right?
Right.
Call up the Chris Doering Mortgage Company, and you will be able to get tickets to go to this incredible event. $250 is it's not cheap. On the other hand, it's going to blow your mind. This is going to be, you know, the kind of event where, you know, you're among superstars and coaches that are, you know, Hall of Famers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Right?
And, of course, the great food from Spurrier's. We can't leave that out.
Yeah, food, drink. I mean, you don't have... Once you buy your ticket, you can leave your wallet at home, right?
There you go. Exactly.
And for those of you that haven't been out to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, it's a trip. And I understand the whole place is going to be rocking, and it's going to really be a lot of fun.
It is.
And then, you know, we've also, you know, want to make sure that we support all of our organizations. So, Doug, we got a big deal today out on 23rd Avenue, Habitat for Humanity, the Restoration Project, Salvation Army. Go out there all day long. You will be able to find how to repurpose different items, you know, whether it's furniture or whatever, you know. They really have an incredible deal out there. Just go out there. It's near Satchel's, right, Doug? And everybody knows where Satchel's is. So let's support our local Habitat for Humanity, the Restoration Project, Salvation Army. And it's a beautiful sunny day out. So let's have a great time. We're getting ready to sign off here on Law Talk Live. I want to thank Tricia Garzon for coming out and hanging out with us. And next week on Law Talk Live, we'll be back. So at the end of every show, we say, go Gators!